local works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity of faith in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves, and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into Him who is the head, that is Christ. From Him the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament grows and builds itself up in love, as each part does its work.
Okay, now in Chinese. Ephesians 4, verse 7, and then verse 11 to 16.
4章7节，十一到16节。没有。以弗所书4章7节，我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐，所以说他升上高天的时候，领略了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。其一节，他所赐的有使徒、有先知、有传福音的、有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒。 各地弃之，建立基督的身体，使等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以成长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，跳来跳去，就随从各样的异端。我用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，言语谨守基督，全身都靠他联络的。 可是百劫各案，各案多急，照着各体的功用，彼此相助，建造身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立。
I think the common experience in Taiwan is going to a very little church like this church here or our church at New Hope.
我想在台湾大家去的教会都是小小的教会，就像希望教会和基督教会。But
in Taiwan and around the world, there's lots of very big churches, very big churches.
但是在世界其他各地有非常大的教会，真的非常的大。One
time I had a lunch with someone who was on staff at a very big church.
有一次我跟一个人吃饭，这个人是一个很大的教会里面一个同工。And
they had many different pastors, not just one pastor.
他们很多牧师，还不止一个牧师。And
they had all kinds of departments, and they had heads of the departments.
而且他们行政部门很多，而且每个行政部门都有主事的人。And
everyone was just so busy.
每个人都忙碌不堪。We
have an expression in English, they were running around like a chicken with their head cut off.
但英文里面有一句话就是说，他们忙到像那个鸡被砍掉头，还到处跑。Now
I don't know if you've ever cut a chicken's head off, but the body will keep running around all in different directions, crazy.
不知道大家有没有看过没有头的鸡，即使鸡没有头之后还可以到处跑，而且就是这样没有方向到处乱跑。That
church was just so big and so busy, and everybody was busy.
那个教会太大了，每个人都忙得不得了。And
then they had meeting after meeting after meeting each week.
每个礼拜都一大堆的会议要开。And
you think you're busy at your regular job, but boy, some of these guys got back really late at night.
大家可能觉得平常工作真的很忙，可是他们那些教会同工的生活，真的是每天都做到深更半夜。Every
week was exhausting.
每个礼拜他们都累得半死。Programs
and events.
一堆计划，一堆活动要办。Bulletins
and posters to design.
还要设计海报、传单等等。And
on and on and on.
而且一长串的工作，算数也数不完。
And then a church will get really big, and they'll get to the point, oh, now we've got to buy property and build a really, really big building. Maybe you'll need to have a radio broadcaster, hey, even get into a TV broadcast. Churches really seem to have a lot of things to do. I mean, even we as a small church, have a lot of things we do.
而且虽然我们是小教会，我们也很多事情要做。So
just shout it or talk out loud. What does our church do?
所以请大家大声说出来，我们教会平常要做些什么事呢？
Move chairs.
Move chairs. every Sunday we set up chairs and put them down.
每个礼拜天都要爬椅子。
Anything else?
还没有其他事。
Buying food, yes.
要买吃的东西。
You got your Sunday school?
还有早主日学。
Weekly meetings or maybe a home fellowship group?
家庭团契或者其他的会要开。
And even sometimes doing some outreach event, like we had a Christmas caroling in Da'an Park in Taipei.
有时候去做一些布道的节目，比如说我们圣诞节的时候跑到大安森林公园里面去唱圣诞诗歌。
And you can see how busy Caleb and brother Mr. Lin are with all the kids here at Chidu.
而且我们一看看到天德跟
Mr. Lin 弟兄。
哦，林弟兄，他们在基督教会也是非常的忙碌。
But then we come to the passage we read today about what the church is and what it does.
是我们今天读的经文告诉我们教会是什么，教会做些什么事情。
And it has a totally different emphasis about what the work of the church is.
这边他强调的重点跟我们想刚才讲到一长串的事情重点完全不一样。
If you have your Bible, look back at verse 12 and verse 13.
我们看一下十二节和十三节。
So that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, becoming mature.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
And then verse 16.The whole body grows and builds itself up in love.
在身体变教身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
So actually, if you look at the way what the Bible is emphasizing, you can't really talk about the church as a bunch of projects and plans and things you're doing.
所以我们如果看圣经所讲教会工作的重点，其实我们可以。我们可以说，其实教会工作的重点并不是那一长串的节目，那一长串的活动。
The church is ultimately not about ministering to the poor.
教会真正的目标也不是照顾穷人而已。
Or organizing trips to Junyu and Chidu.
也不是说教会工作重点，也不是说我们去郊游来七堵到中明美术馆。
Or having seminars about dating and marriage.
也不是说我们来开个研讨会来讨论婚姻和约会。
Or doing a good worship service.
也不是说我们来敬拜主这样而已。
So what we just read in those verses, verse 12, 13, and 16, if you have one word to describe what is the work of the church, what would you say?
所以我们看的是三节和十六节，我们如果要用两个中文字来形容的话，我们会用哪两个字来形容呢？
I know it's harder, some of you don't have Bibles, but...
所以有些人没有圣经，所以可能找不到。
What was the one word that describes the work of the church?
用两个中文字来形容教会。
Build, grow.
Build, and you said grow.
他说建立，他说成长。
I picked grow, but build's good too.
我认为是成长，不过建立也是很好的。
The work of the church is simply to grow.Now that's an astounding way of describing the church's work.
用这样的方法来描述教会的工作，蛮令人惊讶的。
It's organic. It's like a living thing.
这样讲，教会就好像是有机体，是活的。
Paul has been in this whole section in Ephesians. He's been using this continuing metaphor of a body.
保罗在以弗所书这边，他一直用一个比喻，就是教会是像是一个身体。
I mean, think about what is your body's job? You're born into the world. What's your body's job?
我们想想看，我们出生在这世界上，我们身体是要做什么的
？Ask Elijah, what's his job?
我们问一问那个小孩子，小 baby， 他的工作是要干嘛
？Get bigger.
他的工作就要长更大一点。
Grow in size. Grow in knowledge.Grow in interaction with other people.
在身体智慧和别人的互动上面，他都要成长。
And it has a group element to it for the church.
所以教会是一个群体。
Verse 13 says, "Until we all reach a unity."
十三节这边说，我们只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一。
So every person needs to grow, and at the same time, the whole church.Needs to grow. We all and reach a unity.
所以每个人都要成长，教会也都要成长，只等到我们同归在正道上同归于一。
So that's the work of the church. That you as an individual grows, and the church as a community of people grow.
所以这就是教会的工作，要让教会里面的每个人成长，还有教会整个群体也要成长。
So how does the church grow?
所以教会的成长是怎么样的成长法？
Now first, it grows in numbers.
第一就是人数要成长。
We all hope our neighbors will come to know Jesus and believe and come join us together in singing songs.
我们都希望我们的邻居能够也来信主，跟我们一起敬拜赞美主。
We all have these friends we just wish would listen to us and hear the good news about what Jesus did and how they're, if they believe in Jesus, their eternal life is taken care of even after they die.
我们也希望我们的好朋友能够听我们向他们传福音，来相信神的话，因为他们一信神了以后，神会照顾他们一直到永恒。
So the church grows in adding a number of people.
所以教会，成长一方面就是人数增长。
You share God's word in the Bible that God gave to us, and you share the gospel, and people come into the church and become part of us.
接着分享神的话，接着分享福音，我们可以带更多人来教会信主。
People hear and believe.
他们听得到就信到。
And then when you come into the church, then each individual needs to grow and become mature.And the community needs to become mature.
每个来到教会以后就要开始成长，一直到他变得成熟，所以整个教会也要成长，以至于成熟。
And you grow and you become mature in a direction.
我们要成长，要成熟，但是我们要走在对的方向上。
You become a Christian, and then you become more and more and more like Jesus Christ and His character and what He was like.
也就是说，我们成为基督徒之后，我们就要在所有方面一直成长。怎么样成长呢？就是越来越像基督，跟基督越来越相像。
So I'll tell you real quickly what give you an example of what individual growing to maturity looks like.
所以我给大家一个例子，告诉大家，每个人的成长是什么样的
You know if you're mature, for example, you know if you're growing into maturity if.If, for instance, you can love someone who has deeply hurt you.
比如说，你如果越来越成熟了，你就可以去爱曾经伤害过你很深的人。
You become like Jesus that way.
因为你就跟耶稣一样，可以做到这一点。
Jesus came to this earth, was born into this world, and he wasn't loved by people. He was hurt by people.
耶稣来到这个世上，可是人们没有爱他，反而是伤害他。
He came to a world of enemies that were enemies against God.
他来到这个世上，可是世上有与神为敌的人，这些人是神的敌人。
He was despised.
这些人藐视耶稣。
He was rejected.
拒绝耶稣。
And if you read the Gospels, you see over and over again that people treat him like this.
如果我们看福音书的话，我们可以看到人们都轻视他，拒绝他。
He was betrayed.
而且还背叛他。
He was hurt worse than any of you or me will ever be hurt.
他受的伤害比我们所受的伤害都更深。
But he came willingly and he loved us willingly even despite that.
但是即使我们这样对待他，他还是很愿意来世上，还是愿意的爱我。
And if you remember, when he's dying on the cross, he says, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do.
记得吗？他在十字架上快要死的时候，他的祷告是：主啊，原谅他们，因为他们不知道自己在做什么。
And just like that, as we become like Christ, there is an area where we grow in maturity.
所以就是像耶稣这样子，我们就会越来越成长，跟他一样。
And one of the great examples of that particular area was Stephen. He was one of the new Christians at the beginning of the church.
教会里面有一个例子，就是斯蒂凡在《使徒行传》里面，他是教会成立以后，成为基督徒。
And the people around him, because of his telling about Jesus, took him and started throwing stones at him until he eventually died from all those stones.
可是因为他传讲耶稣的话，因为他传讲耶稣的道，所以听了他道的人反而用石头在打斯蒂凡。
And they were so angry at Stephen that they gnashed their teeth and shut their ears at what he was trying to say, and basically wanted to say, "I want this person out of existence. Let's kill him."
而且他们因为听了斯蒂凡的话，他们非常的恨他，恨到咬牙切齿，根本就是想把他扫除掉。
And you can read this in Acts chapter 6, but as Stephen was dying from that, he said, just like Jesus, he said.Lord, do not hold this against them.
可是我们在使徒行传
Acts chapter 6, you read it.
使徒行传六章这边，我们可以看到斯提凡在死前他说，主啊，求你原谅他们。
He had grown to maturity and become like Jesus.
因为他已经很熟了，越来越像耶稣。
And he loved these people that were his enemies that were hurting him, that were trying to destroy him.
所以他才能够爱这些要把他扫除掉的这些敌人，他可以去爱他们。
That's an example how an individual grows into maturity.
所以这个人他已经很成熟了，才可以做到这一点。
The church grows too.
但是教会整体也会成长。
When you look at the church, and it's growing in maturity and character as it relates to each other. You can look at a church and see it growing in maturity as people relate to each other in love.
每个人他们能够彼此相爱的时候，你就可以看到教会越来越成长，越来越成熟。
Now, who does the work in the church to cause that church to grow up? Individuals to grow in maturity, and the church, as they relate to each other, to grow in maturity.
那教会是谁在工作，让这些教会每个人能够成长，让教会整体能够成长呢？
Now, some people stand out more.
你可能会想到一些人。
The most prominent, usually, the guy out there preaching, the pastor.
可能会想到牧师，讲道的牧师。
If I ask.The question, who does the work of the church to children? They might talk about their Sunday school teachers.
你如果问小孩子这个问题，他们可能会说主日学老师。
If you're one of those people that come really early to church, you'll say, oh, it's those guys that are men and women that are setting up all the chairs.
如果你每个礼拜都很早就来教会，你可能会说是那些排椅子的人。
And actually, I think some churches they think the church secretary is the one that causes the church to grow and build up.
有些教会里面，他们觉得都是教会的秘书在做一切的工作。
And those churches, if you have a problem, don't call the pastor, call the church secretary. Pastor doesn't know a thing.
所以在这种教会里面，一有事情一定是找秘书，但他不会去找牧师。
Now, 1 Corinthians 3, Paul said that I planted a seed to the Corinthian church, and Apollos watered it, but God made it grow.
保罗在哥林多前书三章六节这边写说，我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他成长。
God makes you grow.
是神让我们成长。
But he does use means to make you grow. He doesn't just magically say, "Oop, you're going to grow."
但是神有用方法让我们成长，他不是像变魔术一样就说变我们就成长。
Just like planting a seed or watering it, there are means to make it grow, but really God's the one that does it.
就像我们种一颗种子，我们就可以用些方法让种子成长，所以神也是用方法让我们来成长。
Now our passage today talks about the means God uses to make a church grow to maturity.
我们今天看的这段经文告诉我们神用什么方法让教会来成长。
And it does have to do a little bit like a pastor, like Paul or Apollos.
的确是教他成长，的确需要讲道的牧师，就像亚波罗和保罗。
But the emphasis is there's something much more than just the pastor that's making.The church grow.
但是要教会成长，牧师是不够的。
Verse 7.
第七节。
But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it.
我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
Every single one of us.
每个人都有恩赐。
Just think about that statement.
我们来想想这句话。
Everyone who becomes a Christian is given particular grace.To be used to make the church grow and become mature.
每个人成为基督徒之后，都神都给他特别的恩赐，让他可以用来服侍教会，让教会成长。
But he said, as Christ apportioned it.
而且这个恩赐是照耶稣所照基督所量给个人。
It's making this emphasis. Everybody has different parts of it.
保罗他的重点是说，每个人都有特别的恩赐，每个人恩赐都很独特。
And it's not all the same.
都不一样。
So we all need each other to grow together.
所以我们必须大家一起成长，每个人都要参与。
We all need each other, not just the pastor, to be able to grow. It's not enough just the pastor laboring in the church.
教会要成长，牧师一个人很努力的工作是不够的，要每个人都来，一起参与。
So what Paul is saying here is the church can grow in numbers.
保罗这边说教会可以人数增长。
And the individuals in the church can grow in maturity.
教会的个人也可以成长。
And the church together can grow in maturity.
教会一整体也可以一起成长。
Only as each member works together and uses your individual gifts to serve the other people.
但是要这样成长，唯有每个人都运用自己独特的恩赐来服侍教会的时候，才可以这样成长。
Now verse 11, he lists specific people.
在十一节这边，保罗列出一些特别的同工。
Got apostles,
使徒
prophets,
先知。
We don't have them anymore. They were around at the foundation of the church.
使徒和先知现在已经没有了，他们是教会建立初期的时候才有。
And with, well, we do have them with us because we have the scriptures.
但教会现在还是与我们同在，因为我们手上拿的圣经就是他们所写下来的。
And then evangelists and preachers and teachers.
传福音的牧师和教师。
And we're still being served by them.
他们现在还是这样，这些使徒先知，这些人都一直在服侍我。
Evangelists are the ones who bring the gospel to people, so they first hear and come to believe.
传福音的人就是向人传福音的，所以人一听到神的福音才会来信。
Now some people are particularly gifted at it, but all of every Christian is called to do that part.
有些人特别有传福音的恩赐，但是成为基督徒，神就呼召我们每个人都要去传福音。
In fact, you might be more gifted at sharing with your friend than someone who has.A clear gift of evangelism.
你可能虽然有些人他们特别有传福音的恩赐，可是如果要像你自己的朋友传福音，你可能你的恩赐比那个人还要多。
And then there are preacher and teachers.
还有牧师和教师。
Now actually, this is like a collective term. It's describing a group, preachers and teachers.
事实上，这个是一个讲的都是同样一个。
One person, yeah.
都同样一个工作的人，就是牧山教宗，其实差不多。
And you would call them elders in the church.
有时候在教会，我们称这些人是长老。
We also call them pastors because of their role of shepherding people.
我们也叫他们牧师，因为他们的工作就是要牧养教会里面的人。
Now, probably are already given away the answer to the next question.
我可能已经把我现在该问的问题的答案都讲出来了。
So then, this pastor say that God gave some to be evangelists and preachers and teachers.So that the church will grow.
圣经难道告诉我们说教会可以成长是因为神给我们传福音的牧师和教师吗？
Not exactly.
不是这样子的。
Their job is to prepare God's people who then do the works of service that make the church grow.
他们的工作只是要预备教会里面的每一个人，让每个人能够来服侍教会，所以教会可以成长。
That emphasis is almost even more than me.You cause the church to grow.
所以保罗的重点不是说牧师做的工让教会成长，而是教会每个人做的工让教会成长。
But every church needs a good shepherd.
但是每个教会都需要好的牧羊人。
And I think a lot of churches don't grow because they don't have a good shepherd.
很多教会无法成长是因为牧师不够好。
But a good shepherd is not someone who goes around and does every single bit of the work. Some pastors are really jingdao. They just can do.Every single thing.
牧师不是说教会里面大大小小的事情都做，虽然说有些牧师真的很有办法，他们可以做这么多事情。
I'm not one of those, by the way.
我自己没有办法。
But that's not really a shepherd. A shepherd is one who comes and cares for each sheep and prepares each individual for you to do the work and you to use your gifts to serve others and you to be the mature.
但是一个牧养教会的牧师真正要做的事情是去预备教会里面每一个人，他们用自己的恩赐来服侍教会，让教会得以成长。
And then that, as we read the text today, prepare you for works of service.
就像我们今天读的经文，来预备你，让你可以来服侍教会。
So that the church may be built up.
所以教会才可以建立起来。
These works of service are you using your spiritual gifts that God gives you.
我们用来服侍的恩赐是神给我们的。
Or verse 7 describes it, the grace apportioned to each person.
就像第七节讲的，是耶稣，是基督照我们个人量给我们的恩赐。
Could be your hospitality and your love shown through your hospitality.
可能是你爱人，而且你很热情的款待个人。
It could be your love shown through your words of encouragement with someone else that's struggling.
可能你讲给讲。鼓励别人讲一些话，别人感受到你的爱。
Could be you sharing with others what God has done in your life and sharing your testimonies.
或者说你在分享神在你 生命中做的工，在分享你自己的见证的时候，别人感受到了。
Or you singing hymns or quoting verses that have meant something to you and sharing that with other people.
或者你讲一些引述一些圣经的话语，或者唱一些诗歌的时候，别人感受到了。
Or even you lovingly taking out the trash and taking care of everybody's leftovers.
甚至你收拾教会的垃圾和厨余，大家也可以看得到你的。
Or you coming early and setting up chairs.
或者你早上早点来，帮忙教会排椅子。
Helping the sick.
帮助一些生病的人。
Giving money and collecting money to help the poor.
奉献钱，收集奉献来帮助贫穷的人。
God gives gifts in all these areas.
神给我们恩赐来做所有这些的工。
And all these things you do are what cause people to become mature.Can you imagine that you're part of a work that could take someone who is very self-centered and can't relate to anybody, and then they grow up to be like Stephen, who as he's dying and being murdered, can say, Lord, don't hold this sin against them.
你有想过你做的这些工可以帮助一个原本非常自我中心跟别人没办法沟通的人，可以帮助他成长到像斯提凡这样子，可以在快被打死的时候还说神啊，原谅那些杀我的人。
You have a part in that in bringing some individual from there to there and growing up into maturity.
你做的工可以帮助一个人从就有那个不好的样子成长到像斯蒂凡这样的样子，所以你做的工是有功效。
And you have a part in bringing the whole group together to grow together and be more impactful and powerful as you build each other up.
而且你做的工可以让教会成长更有影响力，让每个人都能够一起成长。
This is all done out of the grace that Jesus Christ has given you.
我们能够做这一切的工，是因为耶稣基督给我们这样的恩赐。
And he gave it to you for this very purpose.
他为什么给你这样的恩赐呢？就是要让你去做教会的工，服侍别人。
Gave it for you to serve others.
让你有这样的恩赐来服侍大家。
So finally, I want to talk about Jesus.
所以最后我想要来谈一谈耶稣。
Where do we grow towards?
我们成长就是要成长的像耶稣一样。
The verse 13.Attaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
满有基督长成的身量。
Now we mentioned Stephen and how you can see it in his life.
我刚刚已经提到斯蒂凡的例子，大家可以看到他成长得像基督一样。
You know when you plant a seed.
大家知道说我们种一颗种子的时候。
And there's a green shoot that comes up.
就长出一条绿色的芽出来。
It always grows towards the light.
而且这个芽一定会是朝有光线的方向生长。
Now almost none of us have yards, so we have to put our plants in pots by the window.
在台北很少有花园，所以我们都是在窗户旁边种小盆栽。
And if you leave it in one place, what's going to happen?
如果你就把它放在窗户旁边，你会看到什么样的成长方式呢？
Because it's growing towards the window, growing towards the light.
那个芽就弯了，它就朝有光的方向成长。
And so if you're a perfectionist, then you're going toEvery few days, you know, give it a little turn. So it'll keep it straight up and down. You're going to trick the plant into going up and down.
如果你是完美主义者，想要有一颗直直的植物，你就要每天都给它转几天，就给它转一次，这样它才不会长歪了。Plants grow towards the light. Christians grow towards Christ. 我们在我们的行为上会越来越像耶稣。
We become more like him in our attitudes.
在态度上也会越来越像他。
And we get to know him more. We become closer in friendship with our Lord and our Savior and our God.
而且我们越来越认识他，我们跟耶稣之间的关系就越来越亲密。
But as verse 16 says, the whole body grows and builds itself up in love as each part.Does its work.
所以十六姐这边说，身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己，就是百节各按其职的时候，在爱中就可以建立起来。
As each part does its work.
百节要各按其职。
Certainly, it's the elder's job to prepare you by feeding you, watering you from God's word.
当然，长老的工作就是要预备你，用神的话来喂养你。
Give you a little fertilizer.
就像给植物肥料一样。
We're shepherds under the Jesus, the chief shepherd.
我们都是牧养教会的人，是在耶稣之下牧养教会的人。
Yeah, Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays his life down for the sheep."
耶稣说：“我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。”
But instead, as we as under shepherds, we do the same thing. We lay down our lives to help prepare you and build you up so you can each do your part in growing the church towards Christ.
所以我们身为耶稣之下的牧羊人，我们也要舍弃放下自己的生命来预备每个人，让每个人可以发挥自己的恩赐来建立教会。
Instead, verse 15, speaking the truth in love, we will all in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. And from him the whole body grows.
所以六节这边说，我用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于连守基督。
From him the whole body grows.
我们成长是从耶稣这个地方来开始成长，耶稣是我们成长的根源。
The life, the growth in the church, the maturity in the church, everything comes from Jesus.
教会能够成长，教会能够有生命，都是来自于耶稣。
So what did Jesus do? You all know what he did.
所以耶稣做了些什么呢？我们大家都很熟悉耶稣所做的事了。
He lived a perfect life.
他活出完美的生命。
And then he laid down his life.
然后为我们舍命。
Not just to take a bullet, to be as if someone shot a bullet at you, but he got in front of you and took the bullet.
就好像有人要用子弹射你，他站在你面前帮你挡了一个子弹。
He didn't just lay down his life.
他不只是为你舍命而已。
He took the wrath of God for your sins on himself.And offered his righteousness to you to change places with you.
而且他还承受了上帝在我身上的公义的愤怒，让他用耶稣自己的用他自己的公义来遮盖我们。
He paid for each person's sins.
他为每个人的罪做了赎价。
And he conquered sin and death.
他战胜了死亡和罪恶。
And out of his victory, that's why he builds the church.
所以因为耶稣的胜利，我们才可以。
That passage we read talks about Jesus in victory giving gifts out because he's conquered everything.
好，我们今天读的经文是告诉我们，耶稣他已经战胜了罪恶跟死亡，所以他给我们各式各样的恩赐来建立教会。
You know, shepherds try to imitate the chief shepherd Jesus.
我们这些牧养的人都很努力的要学习耶稣，我们主要的牧养人。
We can't give up our lives to pay for your sins. That's only something Jesus did.
我们没办法用我们自己的生命来为你们赎罪，只有耶稣的生命才可以这么做。
But in bringing you to grow and to mature and to preparing you, we willingly lay down our lives and put aside our own agenda for your sake.
但是为了预备大家，让大家能够成长成熟，我们愿意放下自己的生命，放下自己原有的目标来服侍大家。
So the good shepherd lays his life for the sheep.
所以好牧羊人为羊舍命。
But it's not just the shepherds.
但是不只是牧羊人为羊舍。
Jesus said something else. Greater love has no man than this, than he lay down his life for his friend.
耶稣他说，为朋友舍命的，没有爱是比这样的爱更大的。
You, each other, as you're serving each other and speaking the truth in love, that love, you lay down your life for each other too.
你们为大家服侍，在爱心里面讲诚实话的时候，事实上也是放下自己的生命来服侍大家了。
That's the extent you go to use the grace God has put in you to serve and build up each other and love each other.
所以用神用的恩赐，我们来爱彼此，来建立彼此。
All the way to laying down your life.
甚至可以做到放下自己的生命。
And the extent you go to that is the extent the church really is built up to maturity and unity.
你放下自己越多，教会就成长越多，越能够合一。
But how does that practically work?
所以实际上我们要怎么运用呢？
If you have a gift of encouragement,
如果你有鼓励别人的恩赐，
there's some Bible verses that have really helped you, and you are ready and able to share them with others that are struggling with something.
你就看到圣经里面有一句很鼓励你的话的时候，你可以用这句话来鼓励一个人。如果你看到这个他那就很沉重的挣扎。
Now people who need encouragement sometimes are very needy people.
那些需要鼓励的人都是非常需要别人帮助的人。
you start sharing words with them, they'll cling to you. People who need encouragement sometimes are in very messy situations in their life. You want to use your gift to encourage them, you've got to wade down into the mess and be with them, right with them. You can't just stand in the distance and, you know, toss little things over to them. You're going to feel stress because of them. You're going to lose sleep because of them. In order to love them, you might even feel hurt. You might be lied to. You might get into all kinds of uncomfortable experiences. In order to use your gift and to love the person, in a sense, you're laying down your life. You're saying, I'm not going to try to preserve my little nice comfortable existence because I'm going to step out of that to go and be with someone that needs this, the gift and the service that God is, the grace that God has given me. That's how the church grows. The more you're like that, the more you're like Christ in laying down his life, the greater power and impact you will have on each other, and the greater the church will grow. Just different from the world. No schemes. No marketing plans. Marketing plans. No selling things. No pep talks to, you know, get your organization going. Pep talk is
preparatory talk.
No pep. I can't think of the English. Motivational speakers.
就是不用讲一些什么震撼激励人心的话语来鼓励你公司的员工。
No, Jesus in his victory comes, gives you grace and gifts, and you go and spend your life even to death for other people. That's how the church grows.
耶稣他从死里面复活，他得到这个胜利以后，他就给我们各式各样的恩赐，让我们服侍教会，直到我们死亡为止。
And the only reason you can even do that is because of what Jesus did for you.
你为什么能够有恩赐去服侍别人呢？是因为耶稣他为做了这一切。
Because Jesus gave his life and dealt with your eternal situation.
因为耶稣他牺牲自己的生命来帮你处理，来给我们永恒的生命。
And you just got, you know, 20 more years, 40 more years left. Some of you are really young, maybe you have 60 more years left.
那我们在身上其实大概只有20年、40年或60年可活而已。
Just a short time.
时间是很短暂。
And then you will die.
时间过了我们就死了。
And then because if you believe in Jesus and he's dealt with your sins, you'll be reconciled to God and you'll wake up and see his face after you die.
可是如果我们相信主的话，我们就可以跟神和好。在我们死后以后，我们会再复活，再得见神的面。
Well, you'll wake up and see his face, and then later on, when you come back, you'll get a new body, be resurrected.
我们就可以得见神的面。那神再来的时候，我们就可以从死里复活，得见耶稣再来。
And you will have a new immortal body and a new beautiful creation, and you live forever.
我们就会有不朽的身体，有一个美好的。
With none of the problems that we have in this world today. So, your life's already taken care of because of what Jesus did. And you're free to spend yourself on your fellow Christians.
所以我们有这样的自由，可以来服侍，用我们的生命来服侍其他人。
You're free to not hold on to things, or not try to protect yourself.
我们就可以不用紧紧的抓住什么，或者拼命的想要保护自己。
You're free of not trying to climb up to some top and get some major huge degree and become major mark of history.
也不用拼死拼活想要成为你领域里面最顶尖的，或者想要在历史上面留名。
You're just free because your eternity is taken care of because of Jesus.
我们是很自由的，因为我们永恒的生命都已经耶稣都已经帮我们照料好了。
We love because He first loved us.
我们能够去爱别人，是因为耶稣先爱我们。
So I want you to think about that and think about our church.
所以我希望大家来想想这一点，想想我们教会。
And think about how much everybody else around you desperately needs you and the gift you have.And you desperately need everybody else around you.
你要想想看，你周遭教会里面的人多么需要你，多么需要你来运用你的恩赐，而且你也要想想看，你是多么需要他们来运用他们的恩赐来帮助你。
Let's pray.
我们低头祷告。
Oh Lord God, we just thank you so much.
我们非常的感谢你。
We thank you for your love for us.
感谢你爱我们。
We thank you, Jesus, for what you did.
我们感谢你在。透过耶稣为我们所做的。
We thank you for the life you give us.
感谢你透过他给我们生命。
And the freedom.
给我们自由。
To go. And to die for other people.
可以去服侍别人，为别人而舍命。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.